If you are a teacher, parent, administrator, student, and or anyone who loves reconnecting children with nature, and you want to figure out how to cultivate learning gardens and nature-based curriculum, then this is the podcast, the Outdoor Classrooms Podcast. My name is Victoria Hackett. I am the founder of OutdoorClassrooms.com and the Secret Gardens Nature Classes. I love witnessing the magic that happens when children are playfully learning outdoors. Observing the return of wonder and curiosity when children are interacting with nature is pure magic. This is the podcast that is going to help you capture children's interest and give you not only inspiration, but some real life strategies that are going to help you figure out how to use the outdoor space, your outdoor space, as a teaching tool, so you can enlighten the playful learning experience for young children. Welcome to our Outdoor Classrooms community. Hello, everybody. Today, I want to talk about schools out, now what? And what do we do with our kiddos? What do we do with ourselves? And taking this as an opportunity to just pause. So I want to begin with a story. When my children were in preschool and kindergarten, wonderful age, we decided with my friends to start a little camp, a little backyard camp. And so it was, I have to say, probably one of the most memorable moments of, aside from starting up our children's elementary school children's garden, our little camp friends was right behind that in terms of best memories ever. So we had a camp friends, and what we decided was we were going to do a little camp, a week-long camp in one of our backyards. And that's what we did. We included time in the garden, planting, growing, designing, digging, creating. But we also had an incredible time creating art. And so much so that my friend Diane, big shout out to her, that she came up with this sort of mantra that was art is everything. So everything that we were doing outside, everything that we were doing with our kiddos, finding recycled materials to make art with, everything that we were doing was just in this space of just tapping into our imaginations. And it was incredible because not only the kids were having a great time, we as adults were having a fabulous time. And the fact that we were together, having this experience together, made it even better. So we could watch them, we could grow with them, we could laugh with them. And it was really pure magic. So if you are thinking about having a little backyard camp, a camp friends, I highly, highly recommend it because it's just very, very special. When your kids are at an age where they really want to be with you and you don't necessarily want to send them off to camp all day long, you might need to, but if you are a working parent, you need to work, whatnot. But if you have an opportunity to take a week and really explore what that would feel like, a camp, I highly recommend it. So thinking about even foods and snacks and all of that that can come out of your garden and harvesting, making, doing that with your kiddos, also just reaching out to your community and seeing what's within your community to create with that. So I wanted to kind of bring some episode highlights and talk about some summer learning adventures that you might consider being either home with your kids or having a camp program in your program, or just if not even calling it camp, but we called ours little camp friends. And it's just so applicable to folks that are at home that might be homeschooling. It might be if you're in a program and you want to highlight some incredible things. I just want to highlight maybe five here. So the first one is engaging families in outdoor learning. So whether you are a family and you're engaging yourself into outdoor learning in your backyard camp, or you're in a program and you want to engage your your family community. How can you do that? So discovering how you can bring families together for outdoor learning can truly strengthen the bonds and provide valuable educational experiences. So you may want to come up with a bunch of different ideas about how to either bring families together or how to even bring your own family together. So it could be nature scavenger hunts, different garden projects. It could be even in your own family, whether it be weekend camping trips, just encouraging this exploration and learning together. And no matter what you define as your family, it's engaging. How can we do that? And one of the things that we did at Camp Friends, we were just creating this abundance of art. And it was amazing. And we thought at the end of it, why not have an art show? And I think I've talked about creating different art shows and different podcasts and episodes. And again, there's nothing better than like having an idea and then putting that idea into action. And then that idea just feeding into another idea and another idea. And this is the beauty of summer, is that you can pause enough to allow these ideas to come to fruition and then have enough time to take them from an idea into action. So again, having an art show, it was just a lovely evening event where we were featuring the children's art. And since then, I've had many, many art shows in the Secret Gardens Outdoor Classroom. And that was a community event, something where all of our community came together and we had watermelon. My husband was playing the guitar and it was just beautiful. And then a second time we did it, everybody brought a bouquet of flowers, and we put the bouquet of flowers on all these different tables. And so everybody came with a bouquet of flowers. And once we spread all those bouquets out and all those flowers out, everybody left with a separate bouquet that included everybody's flowers. It was so incredibly beautiful. And it was a beautiful activity that children and adults could do together and celebrate. So it was looking at art. We had our watermelon. The cores went into the compost bin. It was just beautiful. So we had our music, flower making, bouquet making, and just enjoying each other and creating community. So that's the first one, is engaging families in outdoor learning. The second one is creating a summer nature journal. So this is not only something that is suggested to do with our children, to have our children create nature journals. It's also something that I highly recommend that us adults do, that we take this summer as a summer time, summer solstice, to celebrate this longer days and just a pause, so to speak. So really looking at the benefits of starting those nature journals as a creative outlet for not only children, but also ourselves, and documenting our summer adventures. There's nothing better than documenting them in the age and the stage that they are, and then looking back, but also documenting our summer adventures, which means that we need to create summer adventures for ourselves. And what can those be? And therefore, summer goes by very quickly. Can we be intentional about what we want to be doing over the summer versus having every single day scheduled? I have a tough time in summer somewhat because I like being on a schedule. I like the harmony of being on a schedule. And sometimes I find it difficult to sort of let go of that schedule and just be. So that is something that every summer I say, I'm like, okay, let's just practice just being. And I often will just allow myself to just spend the day in the garden and just be and say, okay, you don't have to go back and rush and do X, Y, and Z, but just to spend the day in the garden. And that's probably my most favorite thing to do, is to just allow myself to get lost in the garden. And I think another thing that I would love to do more of even this summer is to create more art. I've created a space where I can create that art, but to create more art on my own. I love creating art with kids. I love creating invitations that kids can create with art. But sort of thinking about what that looks like, we've been doing a lot of Eric Carle collages and taking that and taking it one step further and putting that into a nature journal, it just sounds so scrumptious. So I invite you to do that as well. So number three is technology and nature, just finding that balance. We are all on our phones and we are all on our tablets. We are all maybe in front of the TV watching different movies or Netflix or whatnot. To think about, can we turn off our screens enough so we can truly experience nature? But can we also, on the flip side, use technology as a tool for enhancing our outdoor learning experiences? Can we use apps on our phones and take pictures with our phones and discover apps for bird watching and plant identification and learn how then, the flip side, also to set boundaries for screen time so we can have these direct nature experiences? So again, something to be intentional about as we get into the thick of the summer, thinking about these things to jumpstart the best summer ever. The fourth one is looking at community involvement. How can we look at our local places? So again, in our Camp Friends experience when my kids were in preschool and kindergarten, that we truly tapped into what was around us locally. And it really forced us to say, wow, we have our local library, we have all these incredible local parks, we have these nature reserves, we have these community gardens. Can we go on these field trips with our kiddos to these different places? And adding that element that took us out of our backyard sort of outdoor classroom really enhanced the experience and that we felt connected to our community in this simple little way that we were going to our local library and getting books and we were going to these community gardens and they were often places that other people weren't, which sounds funny in a way that we would enjoy that, but it wasn't this abundance of other people. We weren't going to the same places that other people were going to. We felt like we were finding these sort of nuggets, these golden nuggets that not a lot of people knew about, and that we could take our small little group there and just enjoy that in itself. So finding those golden nuggets within your community and then bringing those into your own larger community, whether it's in your program or your family or your school or whatever it is, but to share that wealth of knowledge and connect those resources with your greater community. So the fifth and final one is mindfulness and relaxation in nature. So summertime offers such a wonderful time. Again, I keep using the word pause, and it is an incredible time to pause and to just be. I think during the school year, we're in a go, 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 go. And I think that nature constantly reminds us to be mindful and to relax. Again, no matter what season we are in, all of these apply. But I feel like especially during summer, it offers us a different energy and intention. So we truly want to explore our mental health benefits of spending time in nature and how mindfulness practices that we can introduce to ourselves and the children and how we can enhance these experiences. So again, I think when we do this, we truly have to do it ourselves. And I explore all different things. I explore things that I read about. I create mantras. I have a writing practice. And I go in and out of different things. Some of it is, it might be, I do that for a little while. And then I might do sort of nature walks and walking, have a ritual of walking, all different types of things that can be your recipe, so to speak. And it could be sort of a recipe that you change up every now and then in terms of what you add to that recipe. But what I strongly, strongly recommend is sharing that with your children. And so they too can grow up and understand the essence and the benefits of creating mindfulness and relaxation practices in nature. So whatever that might be, but also know that it doesn't have to be the same thing every single day or every single week or every single month. It can be that you change it up. And that's sort of what I'm exploring now, which I'm actually having a really good time doing. I often felt like, oh, I have to do the same thing every single day. And I realized that, wow, I'm sort of trying different things out for size. And, oh, I really like this. And I'm going to add this to the recipe. So it's a little bit of playfulness and fun with that. So finally, what I would like to share with you is for you all to come join us in our community this summer. We are launching our seasonal masterclass bundle, which is four four-week masterclasses, one for every single season. So we have summer, fall, winter, spring, and all four of those masterclasses, they're four-week masterclasses that include, they're sort of hybrid. So they've got pre-recorded content in a private platform. They also have four Zoom sessions. So you meet other teachers from all over the country. And then we have a private Facebook page where you can collaborate and talk and share whatnot. I am at your service for those 4 weeks. And this bundle, you buy the whole bundle. And obviously, you find out when the next live session is, which is this is going to be the summer session. And that starts July, it opens July 7th. And the first Zoom session is July 17th. And that is when we talk about sort of the first module. So again, it's a fabulous course. It will feed your soul. It will also feed you with incredible activities that you can do with your kiddos. So we talked about five different things that you can add to your recipe book, so to speak. But this course taps into the four different types of teaching gardens and what you can do during the summer months in those four different type of teaching gardens. So I don't see why not to join us. Why reinvent the wheel when you can just do and go and be with an incredible community to really catapult you into the world of creativity and nature? So that's that. And the final thing that I'd want to note is that the seasonal masterclass bundle is the second step in our Outdoor Classrooms Teacher Certification Program, which is absolutely amazing. So graduates are coming down the pike, and we're going to be putting up a page on our website of our graduates that are graduating from our program. And we will highlight their capstone project, where they're working, all of that good stuff. And that's going to be coming soon. And you'll be able to get a real sense of what this program is all about if you have any questions. If you don't know if this program is for you, please, please, please set up a one-on-one discovery call. I would love to answer any questions that you have. We have some incredible teachers and educators that are going through the program. If you feel like you need to talk to anybody that is in the program, happy to connect, make that happen as well. So meanwhile, I hope you join us for the Summer Masterclass and have a wonderful, wonderful day. And don't forget to take that pause. Talk to you soon. Bye. As we close today's episode, I'm thrilled to introduce an incredible opportunity for educators, parents, and nature lovers, the Exploring Nature in Summer Masterclass. Dive into the vibrant world of summer with our comprehensive guide to the four types of teaching gardens. This masterclass is your gateway to creating dynamic outdoor classrooms that captivate and educate. Whether you're interested in the gardens that feed, the gardens that attract wildlife, the gardens for art and beauty, or the gardens as outdoor learning stations, we've got you covered. Each module is packed with practical steps, activities, and insights to transform your outdoor space into a thriving educational environment. Perfect for early childhood educators, parents, after-school providers, and homeschoolers This course empowers you to inspire curiosity and foster a love for nature in children. Don't miss out on this chance to enrich your summer with learning and exploration. Visit our website at www.outdoor-classrooms.com and enroll in the Exploring Nature in Summer Masterclass today. It opens up on July 7th, and it is a 4-week course, and it is included in our seasonal masterclass bundle. And if you are interested, it is also part of our Outdoor Classrooms Teacher Certification Program. So learn all about it. And if you have any questions, I'd love to answer any questions within our one-on-one discovery calls. Talk to you soon.